cheer if you hear.
Cool.
Give me a cheer if you what?
If you hear. I don't know. Like, if you're having fun and you're loving life. So as you can probably see right off the bat.
Yep.
That's not Ben.
Everyone.
Ben was in Sydney and he's now in quarantine.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I thought I should come back and then I didn't.
Yeah. I thought when the numbers started to jump, I thought...
I had no reason to be there.
I'll
but
ride
I just,
this yeah. out.
Just want to see how it plays out, you know?
Yeah.
Just want to be in amongst a pandemic when it just fucking kicks off.
So this is Xavier Michaelides, for those of you who don't know. Everybody should. Woo! Everybody should. He's a friend of the grub.
He's a friend of the grub.
And so, well, right off the bat, I thought we'd do a little thing. I've written a play.
Mm.
Thank you. I don't know why you giggled, actually, because, like, again, I am an award-winning playwright, and I feel like it's, like, this is really good. And so this is sort of about, I don't know, it's sort of about what's going on in our lives at the moment. Ben's obviously not here, so there's some different characters and stuff. The play is called The Biggest Fuckhead in Quarantine.
What's it about?
Well, I don't really want to spoil, you know, I don't want to sort of point any fingers or spoil anything, but Xavier, you'll be playing Ben, who is in quarantine.
Okay. Great.
Edo, you'll be playing Gladys.
Mm-hmm. Any particular Gladys?
Political.
Satire.
And I will be playing Santa. So... you've got your scripts there and everything.
We have.
Without further ado, I think we'll just get into the play. So when it says Ben, that's you, Xavier, just so you understand. You
know,
because you are Xavier.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't want you to see the word Ben and think, well, that's not for me.
Mm.
And spend an hour waiting for Ben.
Yeah. And just as a bit of a character note, this Ben character that I've just sort of made up, he's really, really stupid.
Okay.
Like, he's really, like, just sort of like a stupid, like, he's got no idea what's going on.
Fuckwit. Okay. Yeah.
He's a real fuckwit.
And he stinks.
Yeah, fuckwit, yeah. Yeah, that's a sort of, that's not even really part of it, but that's just good for you to know as well.
Yeah. He stinks.
He really stinks.
So everywhere he goes, people are like, oh.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so, let's just get into it.
I might go up to Sydney for a bit because I have to attend the world's biggest loser convention.
Hello. Yes, this is the convention. I'm Gladys Berejiklian, owner and CEO of New South Wales. You have to pay me a bribe to come to the loser convention.
Oh, sick. Just for the record, are you taking this bribe because you are, in fact, a corrupt criminal?
That's some pretty cutting satire there.
Yes. That's literally there's literally nothing I can get away with. I can't get away with. Yeah, all right.
I blame the script for that.
Yeah, doesn't.
It's a good script.
Doesn't scan.
Let's press on.
It's just a bit, you know.
Yeah, it's unprofessional. Okay, let's
I don't like the font.
It doesn't flow, you know. Yeah.
No, it does.
Like, it's actually fucking wild. Do you want to buy some heroin? I am selling it now openly. Who gives a fuck?
No thanks, I'm not cool enough to do a cool drug like heroin. I'm actually a loser, and that's why I'm going to loser convention. I'm the guest of honour.
No, that's a bit... Come on. Greg,
suck shit, now you've got COVID-19.
What a twist.
Ay caramba.
And then 3 days later.
Well, here I am in quarantine. I guess I deserve it because I'm such a fuck. If anyone in the world reckons they're a bigger fuck than me, I would challenge them all to fuck off.
This is absolute bullshit. You cunts are fucked. I'm watching. I can see everything. I'm patched in.
What? Hey,
but
Ben.
This isn't...
What? Are you here, are Ben?
Yeah, I'm here, fuckhead. This isn't... I was over there for comedy. Nothing that you would know about.
No, I understand.
How are you here?
I'm actually at home.
Yeah.
I'm actually at home pulling some bongs and and I just popped in, you know.
Okay. Well. That's clever.
That's good stuff.
Well, anyway, we'll press on with script.
Okay, yeah, fine. That's but, go on the, with the script. Right.
Yeah, but just to be clear,
so
Ben,
unkind,
I think
Greg.
But there's a camera there. Yeah. You can see us.
Yeah,
I can see you.
Just to be clear, Ben, though, this is actually quite a sympathetic portrayal of you. Like, it actually,
yeah.
There's some stuff that happens that makes you look pretty good.
If you see, just okay. let it play out.
Let it play out.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Like, you know, we're all friends and we appreciate
don't
you.
You've read the script, Xavier.
No, just let it
play out.
Let it play out.
No, I helped, like, Greg was calling me last night going, can you help me, man? I'm struggling. I'm like, yeah, man. No worries, I'll help you write it. And I helped him out heaps.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Because I have a lot of times Greg will call me like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, don't worry, dude, I got you. And I help him out with scripts.
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
But Ben, do we have your blessing? It's all fine. We'll keep going.
No.
Okay, we'll keep going anyway.
We'll go anyway. As I was saying, I'm a stupid dumb loser who has a tiny peen and I'm done and I'm stupid. Welcome to Fuckhead Town, population me.
It's a me, Santa Claus.
Santa, to quote my favourite comedian of all time, what the?
Hello, Ben. I heard you were very sad. I bought you something to cheer you up.
Wow, Santa, you brought me a brand new copy of Mario Golf Super Rush for Nintendo Switch.
Yippee! Why don't you play it? Let's go.
Can I play too?
Gladys, yes you can. I think you're a great premier. Don't tell anyone, but actually vote Liberal and think you're doing a great job. I also like Barnaby Joyce, as an aside. Just as an aside.
Ben and Gladys play Mario Golf Super Rush for 3 days. So, Ben, what did you think of Mario Golf?
Look, it's got potential, but ultimately I think it's let down by the lack of courses. For a full AAA release, I'd expect a bit more variety out of the box. Whereas the previous game, Mario Golf World Tour, came with 10 courses out of the box, having only 6 in Super Rush feels like a giant step backwards. The adventure mode is a nice addition, but ultimately it feels shallow and more like a waste opportunity, especially when fans of a single-player golf RPG already have Golf Story to satisfy the itch. And the fact that you need to unlock courses by playing Adventure Mode feels like more of a frustration than a reward. I've had fun with the multiplayer, and the Speed Golf mode really adds something exciting to the mix. It's fun, it's vibrant, it's chaotic, and it's everything I expect from a Mario-style party game. The battle mode's a little more disappointing. As while it's fun at first, the frantic nature in the short game round wears thin too quickly. Additionally, with local multiplayer for only 2 players, it feels like another wasted opportunity.
Well, I'm about to give birth.
Graphically, Mario Golf Super Rush doesn't offer anything mind-blowing, but it's colourful, bright, and everything you'd hope from a Mario game. It looks crisp and fun and plays very smooth, uses the hardware well without being anything right home. It
people
does
have
the
bought
job.
Tickets, Greg.
and they're hearing something good.
It's not good.
Overall, Mario Golf Super Rush feels like a missed opportunity. It's got a little bit for everyone, but nothing to really hold you. The lack of courses is a real letdown, and whilst Nintendo have promised free DLC, the fact that you're paying full price for what feels like a half-finished product is extremely disappointing. This model of releasing half the game.
Some people here aren't nerds.
Don't blame me. I'm doing his fucking script.
We're so close to being done.
They're coming out with extra content later. It just feels like you're being conned. And it's unfortunate to see Nintendo going down that route. A fun, albeit short experience that after a weekend of playing, I don't think I'll revisit. 6 out of 10.
I like Wario. What does that mean? So,
you didn't like the game, Ben?
Not really.
Mamma mia.
Wait, you're not Santa. You're Mario.
It's-a-me. What a twist. And you've hurt my feelings.
Hey, I'm going to duck off. I've got this whole COVID thing going on. Got to lock down just a few councils and not all of them.
I'm sorry for hurting your feelings, Mario.
Well, there's a one way you could make it up to me.
How?
By eating my asshole.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm gonna growl out your brown stain like a hog at a slop factory.
Mario! Oh, let's go! Let's go!
That's a spicy meatball!
Let's go! Let's go!
And that's the end. Are you going to clap that? Oh, yeah. Fine.
I think that was pretty good.
For anyone concerned that Ben is somehow breaking quarantine rules, he's in fact in North Carlton in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being channeled in through that.
Yeah.
And he can see us. He can see all of you.
The grub.
He's also got control of all the audio. Yeah.
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Yeah.
You can hear us now.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, cool.
Great.
Mm. So what have we got next? Well, and we've actually got
one of our favourites, our old favourites.
We're hoping to check in with someone.
Yeah.
So this is someone we've heard from a few times, and you know, regular grub listeners will know and love him.
Mm.
Little man, are you there?
Hey, it's me, little man. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're good.
Good.
You sound a bit down, though. Are you? What's happening?
Actually, no. I'm sorry if I sounded a bit down. I'm actually Tiny Man is my name, not Little Man.
Oh, sorry.
No, you are tiny. That is. Yeah. I mean, you're little as well. You. Are, I think of you as Little Man in the sense that you are little, but your name is Tiny Man.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough. I'm actually better than I've been in years, to be honest.
All right.
So what's been going on? Are you, because last time we heard you, where were you? You were trapped in something or?
Yeah, I was trapped somewhere. I get trapped quite a bit, to be honest, because I'm so tiny. But at the moment I'm shacked up with this nice blind old lady.
Oh, oh right.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
How'd you meet her? Yeah.
Oh, well, I just hung out and I meowed and got on all fours and she thinks that I'm a cat.
When you say you hung out, where were
just
you hanging out?
In this old blind lady's house. I was just sort of like there, just came across it, taste the joint, and she was there. And anyway, I meow my way in, as I like to say.
Yeah.
And she, in return, she feeds me and pets me and, you know.
Does she know you? Does she know you can talk?
Nah. I just go, meow. And she's like, good kitty. I'm like, you stupid bitch.
But how?
But if she pets you, can't she feel that you've got like a hairless back? Like,
yeah, but there are hairless cats.
True.
So are you naked?
I've got a bit. That's the trade off is that I am naked all the time.
All right.
And I've got to, you know, when she's near, I've got to walk, crawl around on all fours.
What happens though if like friends or if her friends or family drop by and they can see you?
Yeah.
And you're just in the nude. What do?
It hasn't happened just yet, but I'm going to just stick with it and just meow about and see if they can, you know.
I reckon they'll pick it up.
Yeah, but, I mean, they might just go, oh, it's not her feelings, you know what I mean?
Like,
Because
it'll be an awkward conversation.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the two things I want to follow up on, little man, because I just remembered the last time Tiny Man.
Get it through your fucking thick skull.
Okay, that's really aggressive from you, actually.
Yeah.
We've helped you a lot of jams.
That wrong name. It's rude, okay? Well, so I'm going to be rude back.
Okay, so
this kitty's got claws.
So two things I want to follow up on. The first thing is, A, you're really tiny. Like, you're way tinier than a cat.
Yeah,
How is it that she thinks you're a cat? You know what I mean?
I don't know. She's an old woman, you know, maybe... Maybe she just thinks I'm a little cat or maybe just a little friendly rat.
Mm. Okay, so
she thinks I'm a friendly rat.
Yeah, but you're a rat that's meowing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So
a hairless meowing rat.
Yeah, you actually bring a great point and I hadn't considered that I'm smaller than a cat.
Yeah.
But maybe she just thinks I'm a kitten, you know, that I'm going to grow.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. The other thing I wanted to follow up on, because I remembered where you were last time, you'd somehow become a god to a bunch of children.
Yeah.
So what happened with that? Like you had like a cult with all these kids?
No. Well, you know, all these kind of cults, they do, you know, they never end well. And there was a bit of a fire.
All right.
Okay. Well,
but I mean, it's fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I can really talk about, you know, I don't want to sort of...
Yeah, well, let's not bring the mood down.
Thanks so much for stopping by, Tiny Man.
Yeah, no worries. I'm thinking about going down to Springvale for a punt and, you know, on the doggies.
Do you Do you have like a bunch of clothes hidden outside the house?
Yeah, I've got a little hole in the bag.
You've stowed away some clothes that you put on and then go down for a prom?
The only problem is that the neighbourhood cat is on heat, so I'm afraid that if I go out there pretending to be a cat, you know, things might get wrong. And cats have got barbed penises. Did you know this? It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that so ducks? Don't ducks have barbed penises?
They got corkscrew penises. Yeah. Okay, do your research.
Have you? How big are you in comparison to a duck's penis? Just
I'm bigger than a duck's penis, mate. I'm bigger than a duck's penis. Okay. I've actually also got a new job. I just wanted to say.
Yeah. What's your job?
I am one of the little men that's in every microphone.
All right.
Yeah. What? So like, right now, there's three men. Little tiny men in your microphones, and they're repeating everything that you're saying into a little like speaker and shit. It's fucking wild. You guys don't even know.
That doesn't make sense though, because if they're doing it into it, like if they got a little microphone, why don't we just use a big microphone? You know what I mean?
Listen, I don't make the rules. As it is.
All right. Well, thank you so much, tiny man.
Tiny man.
Tiny man. That was tiny man. Everybody. We got a big. Okay. We got a big show with a lot of
guests
and all this kind of stuff. Hello.
Oops.
Ben, what is all these sounds you're playing?
Nothing. I don't know. I'm not doing anything, man. I think it's Ali.
All right. So anyway. Yeah, well, let's crack on with the show, I guess.
Yeah.
What do we got coming up next?
What we got? Okay, yeah.
I got riff.
No, sorry, thanks, Ben.
Ben, is that... What is that
let's
sound?
Let's stop that.
That's not me.
Ali, can you cut that, whatever that is?
What is that annoying sound?
That's really distracting.
It's not me. I don't know what's going on.
Might be some fallback or something.
It's me!
It's...
Oh. Yes. Annoying, isn't it?
The sound that we can't hear anymore.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's an annoying sound.
Yeah. Fucking stop that sound!
Sorry. Who? Come back.
Oh, sorry.
Who are you?
Oh, the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Yes, and if you want that sound to stop, you have to answer with this riddle. Dee-dee. Are you ready?
Okay, wait, can we pause the sound while you do the riddle?
Yes, please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. It's coming back if you don't answer this riddle.
Okay, just to clarify, are you just making an annoying sound and then is that what you do as the Riddler? You just make annoying sounds and then we answer a riddle?
Here's the riddle.
what's the riddle?
What has a belly but no telly? What has a belly but no telly?
Heaps of
get it right if you want that sound to go.
A cat.
Yeah, or lots of people. Koalas.
Koalas. Any animal that's not a
Teletubby.
Yeah.
Anything that's not a Teletubby.
Yeah.
I would have also accepted Catherine.
Who's Catherine?
I have a neighbour, Catherine, with no television.
But she's got a belly.
She's
got a belly, but she doesn't have a telly.
Don't have a telly.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the last of me.
I'm just gonna follow that up.
Okay. That was weird. That was the Riddler. The Riddler.
Round of applause for the Riddler, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, done.
Well, so I think actually for copyright purposes, maybe we should say that was a Riddler.
That was a Riddler. Completely different. He had horns.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen a Riddler with horns before?
So the other thing is, Xavier, that you're here is kind of like an audition because we're thinking of firing Ben from the podcast.
Why? Yeah,
well, because,
I produce the live shows.
Well, Xavier.
Yep. Look, I'm,
Can you do a Scottish accent?
Of course. 100%.
See, we've got a new Ben. You know what I mean?
His Scottish accent is rubbish.
No,
okay,
Ben,
firstly.
Let's be honest. I mean, you can do a lot of different voices, most of them racist, but my Scottish accent is dead on.
This okay? sounds... This sounds like we need to have a good old-fashioned scotch off.
Oh, there it is. I love that the sound effects that we don't want come out loud and clear.
Yeah.
Anything yeah. that needs scotch to be hidden. There, sorry. There.
Scotch off.
It's a scotch off.
Okay, Ben, go. Be Scottish.
Hey, look at me, you wee fucking cunt. I'll smash you. Look, okay, you can. You can, Polly.
Okay. Xavier.
Visitors, eh? Ain't they bad there? Hey, you been down like cornices. He's seen 10 times that. You know what I mean? Like that. Many times he's seen them coming around, you don't even know why they're there. You know what I mean? Like that. So it's your money.
That's actually all right, Ben.
Nah, that was
actually all right. I was expecting.
It was terrible.
I was expecting Xavier to be really bad, and then I was going to spit on his
face. It was fucking shit.
I think maybe we should let the crowd decide.
Yeah.
Which
come
one?
On, guys.
Come on, guys. Who does the better Scottish
Who
accent?
Who wins the scotch off?
Scotch off.
Round of applause if you think it's Xavier.
Pretty right. good.
You're all dead to me.
Round of applause if you think it's Ben.
Fuck now.
You're fucking done, Ben.
You're done,
this
Ben.
This backfired. I actually didn't. This was a joke to be like, oh no, Ben's obviously got the better Scottish accent, but fuck, he is done. That's it. Welcome to the new podcast.
Stop speaking.
Hello?
Stop speaking. Too many men on stage.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Hello, Roxy.
Yes, I will attend every show.
The microphone's not on.
Fuck you. Why was the microphone switched off when I came on the stage? Answer me.
Just a coincidence. I don't know. No one did it on purpose or anything.
Which man in this room silenced me?
Nobody silenced
me. No, there's no one tried to do anything.
All the men stand up. All the men stand up.
Just stand up. You shall hurt you.
Just simmer.
Stand up.
Stand up, guys. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm standing up.
Say, I'm a cunt. Say it.
I'm a cunt.
I'm a cunt.
Now sit down. You make me sick. I don't even want to be here.
Well, then
I have to come because I'm not invited. To make a point.
Okay.
If I was invited, I would not come. But are we clear?
Yes. But yep. just to be...
Who is that?
I don't know. Ben, he's on the sound desk really far
away.
Is
there a man watching me on a camera?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm calling the police. And by that I mean the pussy police, the women police. Not this fucking patriarchal shit pigs that live out the front. Slurping up fucking shit.
Okay. This is really aggressive.
Yeah.
I have a poem. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Thank you.
My cunt is angry.
I know. Sorry.
What did you say?
I just said I know. I'm sorry. Please.
Turn your ass around to the audience. And bend over and stay like that.
No!
My cunt is angry. It foams at the mouth and bears its... Why is that funny? It foams at the mouth and bears its teeth, gnashing away at everything in its path. Its juices swirl and swoosh like saliva. It spits at passers-by. It dribbles all over the kitchen floor. You step in it and think it's water. It's not water. It's cunt spunk. Sticky and pungent. It clings to your foot. You walk me around town. You don't even know. It's ready to speak. It's been silent too long. So bend your ears down now to my wiry box.
Listen to me now or never again. I come with grave warning through perilous danger. I am the essence of the universe. A juicy oracle, my walls coated in info mucus. You must listen to me three times before the cunt crows. This is the calm before the storm. Where we go one, we go all. I am the big pussy inside the White House. Clinton drops lizard eggs from her steaming codwad. I must get free. I must get free. I am everywhere and yet nowhere. I want to expand and fill this space, then blow my excretions on the faces of the faithful before it's too late. Greg, look at me.
Yes.
Greg!
Yes, what?
Look at me!
What? What?
You must look at me.
I'm looking
Reach behind the curtain, Greg.
Look behind the curtain?
Reach behind the curtain. Help me.
There's a cue.
Let me out. Set me free.
I think we're all clear on what's going on here. My pussy is Q. Mystery fucking solved.
Thank you.
The whole time her pussy was Q?
Yeah, Roxy Duff's pussy was Q.
Fuck, wow.
Who knew?
And just to clarify for listeners listening, that was the sound of Roxy's pussy,
yeah.
Pussy talking.
Yeah, she put the microphone to her vagina.
Mm. Hey, Edo.
My poor unborn child.
You know, everything you do affects them during while they're in the womb.
Yeah, I know, they can hear it all.
They can hear everything.
They can hear it all.
They learn more now than any other time in their life.
Yeah.
Shut up!
All right. Well, we got another guest.
Yes.
We've got another guest, ladies and gentlemen. So maybe put your big hands together or little hands.
Mm.
We
both big and little, whatever you got. Put them together.
Little hands, big hands, feet, stomp them. Hello. We got a guest coming in called Dr. Nina Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Nina Daddy.
Nina Daddy.
Dr. Nina Daddy.
Hello, grubs.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Dr. Nina Daddy, mm-hmm. OBGYN, a bit of a fun doctor, yeah. And I'm here today for one reason,
mm-hmm.
Money. I need money from you for my medical innovation.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're trying to pitch us an idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, it's pretty good.
Yep.
All right.
So hold on to those stools, you know? Both senses.
Yuck.
It's a bit of doctor humour.
Yeah.
Doctors get it. Anyway, I'll take you back. I was delivering this baby the other day and I was elbow deep in this pussy and I was just thinking, what is the meaning of this job, you know?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah,
self-reflective.
Yeah, what's the point, you know? Like, it's not important. I'm not doing important work.
Yeah, there's, just delivering babies.
I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of important, I guess. It's medical work.
Mm. Yeah, I guess. But that's what we use to rest on our laurels, you know, telling ourselves it's important.
Yeah.
But it's not. We haven't changed. We haven't changed how we do it.
Mm.
And you know, we're just always elbow deep in there.
And then
God spoke to me.
Oh.
Yeah. What happened was I pulled my arms out, just like, you know how they pop out? And I took a bite of my Hungry Jack's meal that I had sitting there. And
Is that hygienic?
Yeah. Who's the doctor here? Nina Daddy.
Yeah, true. If anyone knows, you would know.
I'm a good doctor, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you should question that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm good at my job.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, it's going to get pretty amazing now. Mm. And
Greg, shut up. It's going to get pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry, I'm fucking interrupting.
It's going to get amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I turned back. And the baby had just come out, but it come out legs first, so there's just these two little baby legs between the woman's real legs.
Yeah.
And I had two thoughts.
Yeah.
One, that's hilarious, all these little legs. And two, What if, just cast your minds, we could pause the pregnancy there, pause the birth, and really work out those legs so that when the baby's born, it's not useless.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Mm. Like, humans, we're the only ones that have useless babies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So what I pitch is we get to the legs out stage, mm-hmm. then we pause the pregnancy, mm-hmm. and the baby wears the womb like a little astronaut's helmet so it can still breathe. And then we just work out the legs. It can, like, put moisturizer on you, mm-hmm. could wipe your butt. If you're a smaller yep. woman, it could carry you around.
You want the baby legs to wipe the bum?
Yeah. Mm. They're flexible when they're babies. Mm-hmm. Not that
what do you
many
think
bones.
About
yeah, and
how do they hold the the toilet paper and the moisturizer?
In its toes?
Like this.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. using the like pincers, like the like, legs are like two pincers.
Like yeah, like tweezers. Mm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then
little
you come
baby.
Yeah. yeah. And then they come out, baby with jacked legs.
Yeah.
Takes care of itself straight away.
Yeah. yeah.
So like a baby that's walking straight
yeah.
away.
Walking
away,
like straight away walking.
Legs. Yeah. Have you ever seen yeah. a cow be born?
Yeah.
Mm.
yeah.
They're walking straight away.
Yeah.
But all like normal legs, but all pruned up face because it's been inside the
it's
womb
been in that
ages.
Womb
yeah.
helmet.
So,
yeah.
like, so it'll look like a weird old.
Mm. Yeah. How long do you think you'd leave it up there?
Oh, just a few weeks, I reckon. Yeah, a few weeks. You know, like.
Just a grace period of a couple of weeks.
The vaginal canal's very elastic, so it'll be uncomfortable in the beginning, but then you'd not even notice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Depends what you're getting up to.
Yeah. What situations you find yourselves in.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe down the pool people would notice.
Yeah.
Sexually it might affect you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yep. Thanks for coming.
money?
No, well, no, you can't have any money.
No, money. Thanks, yeah. Dr. Right. Nina.
There's actually a lot of problems with it. In a medical sense.
And all ethical right. problems.
I'm the doctor here, and I'll take this to medical professionals next time.
Okay, well, thank you, right. Dr. Right. Nina Daddy.
Thank you
yeah,
very much. Learning a lot today. I feel like I'm learning a lot.
This is actually a little bit of trivia. I was born feet first.
Were you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that breech?
Yeah, I think it's called breech, is it? Mm-hmm. Is it?
Stucked in.
Does anyone know about born?
Well, I should.
Actually,
I should.
Ben,
well, I don't.
Ben was born dick first.
I'm just hoping it doesn't come out my ass.
what?
Exactly.
Ben, I think something else is coming up next.
We actually have an exclusive movie trailer.
Yeah, we
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So
here we go.
Oh, yep.
From the creators of Austin Powers and Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, comes a brand new Austin Powers Adventures with a floral twist. Austin Flowers.
Yeah, baby.
He's just like the regular Austin Powers, except he's made out of flowers.
I'm like a rose, baby. Very thorny.
He's half man, half flowers, fully erect.
I'm not pushing up the daisies. I'm pushing up a boner, baby.
Austin Flowers' new flower form has made him even hornier than ever, if that's even possible.
Yeah, baby. I just want to fuck all the time. I ain't dandelion.
You're going to love Austin Flowers. Plus, all the usual characters are back. Dr. Evil, but now he's called Dr. Beetle. And Mini-Me is now Mini-Bee.
I will call him Mini-Bee.
And we have some brand new characters as well. Sexy botanist and Austin Flowers' love interest, Violet Crime.
Austin Flowers, you've come all over the president.
Whoopsie daisy!
Fun for the whole family. Austin Flowers!
I'm Head Clover Hills. In love with you, Violet.
Oh, Austin Flowers, kiss me on my cheeky lips.
As long as you suck my stem, baby.
Austin. Austin Flowers, coming soon.
All right. Who wrote that?
Sorry.
Put your hand up if you wrote that.
I wrote that.
To be fair, like let's be fair. Oh my goodness, sorry. I actually got to take off for a second.
This is actually, we got something really good coming up next. This is a big booking.
Yeah, actually.
I was shocked when I saw this on the lineup.
I saw this today when in the lineup. I was like, is this really happening?
But yeah.
I booked this. I booked this one.
Oh, is it you?
Did you do this, Ben?
Yeah.
Is that your contacts that you've got?
This could make up for you not being here, mate. This is pretty huge. This is pretty big.
Get excited, everybody. Get your hands warmed up for some clapping, some cheering, and some screaming, because we have actually here in Comedy Republic to perform for you, Daryl Braithwaite! Wow.
Oh, we know what summer's here. I want to suck a dog's dick. I want to suck a dog's dick. I want to suck a dog's dick. Suck a dog's dick. I want to suck a dog's dick. If it's really big or little, I don't really care. As long as I can suck the dog's dick. I'm gonna suck a dog's dick on summertime. I'm really keen to lick the dog's dick and maybe get suck the dick. And even kiss the dog waiter.
I don't look. Say, hey, thank you, cut.
I'm gonna suck a dog's dick every day and every night. I'm gonna suck a dog's dick and live in the world of pleasure and delight.
Okay.
I'll suck it. Thank you so much,
everybody.
God, no. I'm out of here.
Ben, you said that was Daryl Braithwaite. That obviously wasn't him.
I know.
What the fuck's going on, man?
Well, he said he was, and he had darylbraithwaite@gmail.com. So I was like, that's...
And he did have a hat at Channel 10 on it.
Yeah, I know. They're hard to come by.
Yeah.
I know.
They don't hand those out. You got to be Daryl Braithwaite to get one of those.
I know. I honestly thought he pulled the wools over of our eyes.
Hey, that was not Daryl Braithwaite.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean,
I just saw him backstage. That was not him.
No,
it was one of his songs, though.
No, it wasn't, though. That's the thing. It wasn't even like a parody version.
No,
of...
That's
not a Daryl Braithwaite song.
No,
nah.
Fuck. What?
That is very strange.
I feel really struggling. Yeah.
We're really
Ellie, turn the lights off.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Fuck.
The lights are off. What's going on?
What the fuck?
And if you want them to come back on, solve me this riddle.
Okay. It's the Riddler is back. Or a Riddler. Not
I
the
can't
Riddler.
See. What,
no, a Riddler.
What's happening?
Yes. And if you... the riddle me this.
Hey, what's the riddle?
What's the riddle?
What is 4 times 17?
Just use the phone.
Well, 40.
Four times 17.
Yeah,
68. Yeah.
68.
68.
Yeah, 68, yeah.
You haven't seen the last of me!
They're not really riddles, are they?
No,
the first one was kind of a riddle, but it was just too easy. Yeah. I mean, it was too vague, but that was just...
That was a math problem.
A math question.
Yeah, that was just a math question.
That was a quiz, a math question you would find in a maths exam.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for a word from our sponsors.
The Grub.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Here it comes.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Life can throw you challenges at times, and I should know. I've had my fair share. You don't know what the future holds. You can't predict it. That's just the nature of life. Which is why I bank with the one bank I know I can trust, Commonwealth Bank. With everything that's going on, I know my money is secure. With a range of different accounts and insurance options, there's a package tailored just for you, for your lifestyle. So whilst you can't control everything life throws at you, you can control your finances. I bank with Commonwealth Bank. It's a name you can trust. And you might know my name. It's Victoria Cross recipient Corporal Ben Robert Smith. I'm Ben Robert Smith, and my bank is Commonwealth Bank. That was just a little pre-recorded ad that we had. We just had to play that there for, you know.
Good get. Commonwealth Bank. Commonwealth Bank, that's huge.
Commonwealth Bank, you know, they've given us several $1,000. That's their real ad.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff right there.
Yeah, it's really good.
The Grom.
Ben, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I'm just hanging out, just you know, not doing much, just watching some stuff right now. Watching some things.
Hey Ben.
Ben, do you know we can hear that? What you're watching?
Is that coming through?
Yeah. Do you want it to come through? Do you want people to know
that? No. That was just some ASMR that I was listening to. Just
some ASMR?
Yeah.
Okay. So just like, you know, sound of people eating and stuff. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Just eating and things
eating
like that,
and enjoying it and slapping their lips together.
Slapping a watermelon. Yeah. All right. So we got another guest. We got another guest.
You reckon that means anything?
Huh? What did you say, Ben?
He's got a bit of a cough.
Have you got COVID?
No. It's just a cough.
Okay.
So we've got another guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please go crazy for Candica Sola.
Hi, I'm Candica Sola. I'm a folk singer from California.
Welcome, Candica. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and I'm around at the moment. I luckily got here just before COVID kicked off, so I can tour. And I've been around, and I've been to Mount Gambier. And I've just released
Mount Gambier, beautiful,
beautiful place. Yeah.
I've just released a new album called The Fall and the Spring. I'm really influenced by that early 70s folk movement. At the Troubadour with, you know, you had Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell down there and a whole lot of great singers. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, great singers.
So that's a bit about me. And I've sucked off Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay.
just to get... a bit of a follow-up question.
Yeah.
You say you sucked off Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump, the
president.
Former president?
Yeah.
You sucked him off?
Yeah.
Was this before he was president or during?
It's often the thing that people want to focus on, but for me it's not that big a deal, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Well, it's just that because you brought it up and I thought,
Yeah, it's just something it's in my bio, so I
just
want
to get out of the way and sort of just
I thought I'd perform one of my songs off my album.
Sure. When did you suck off Donald Trump?
Yeah, 2018. Obviously, I don't agree with his political views, but he's a very charming man.
Yeah.
But it's not something I like to focus on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fine. Like,
The sky meets the earth, meets the sea, meets the wind. There's a tree standing lonely. She's shivering, my friend. A man comes upon her with an axe held high. He chops at her, screaming, her branches up high. He cuts her trunk now. The tree becomes a stump. Remember that time that I sucked off Donald Trump.
Well,
all right, round of applause.
Yeah.
So how did it all happen when you sucked him off? Yeah. Like, was it like a...
No, we were like at a New York restaurant. I met his eyes, he met mine.
While he was a president?
Yeah.
Like he started the restaurants?
Yeah. and I sucked him off.
What, but wait, at the toilet of the restaurant? Or,
yeah.
Or there in front of everyone?
No, no, in the toilet.
Okay, private.
Santa wins. Lord, feel the power. Remember in that time I visited Trump Tower. I'm going to go in a minute.
Well, by visited Trump Tower, do you mean, is that like a metaphor for when you sucked off Trump?
I also fucked him.
Oh, okay, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, cool.
I'm carrying his unborn child.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's like the omen.
Hey there, yeah. There's a train coming southwest to Australia, but I never got a chance to say sorry to Melania. All right, I'm coming.
Wow. That was Candy Casola, and evidently she sucked off Donald Trump, which is
good songs, though.
You know, good songs, yeah. And I mean, I don't like. Hey, again, I disagree with his policies, but I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum here.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't sucked him off, so
I haven't sucked him off.
Could be fun. Could be a good thing to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. We're not going to get into that sort of yeah. So yeah,
you know, what's a good dick? What's a bad dick? Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you
I know, don't know.
There's all kinds of dicks
that
out
didn't
there.
Didn't really add up that character, but anyway.
It was good. I liked it.
Sometimes you do really something good. In the morning of a podcast, and then
Here we go. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to. Oh, sorry. Is this it?
No, this is
my thing.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. Here we go.
Your thing. We've all got problems.
G'day, everyone.
Sorry about that.
No, you're right. G'day, everyone. Welcome back to We've All Got Problems, the show where we get you to write in and tell us all your problems and we try and help you out. Today on the show, we've got Jeffrey.
Hey.
And Tina.
Hello.
Back again. Thanks for joining us, Jeffrey and Tina. Good week.
Yeah.
Love it. Always good. Yeah, always good upbeat. Yeah.
We got a letter here from Lucy Poops.
Oh, Lucy.
From the Sunshine Coast.
Yep.
Let's see if we can help out
Sunny
Lucy.
Sunny Coast. Love it up there. Love a holiday up there.
Great time. I was recently involved in a car accident. Everything's okay, thank God. But I suffered some minor injuries and have ongoing medical treatment. I found out this treatment is not covered by my health insurance. I live on a fixed income. I'm at a loss of what to do. I was hoping for advice from the team. Regards, Lucy Poops.
I mean, we all got fucking problems, Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the
We've all got problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, like.
Help yourself.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
We've
all been involved in accidents. We've all had problems. And I think, you know, complaining doesn't do anything, does it?
No, it doesn't help
it doesn't
you.
Do fucking
it doesn't
shit.
It's just. It's boring.
You know, I once got bit by a dog.
Yeah.
On the tip of my penis.
Mate.
And I didn't tell anyone. I kept it a fucking secret because I knew it'd be fucking annoying.
My washing machine and dryer conked it same day. Hey, that's fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the first I've heard of it from you.
Yeah, I'm not fucking going on about it,
am
I?
No, because what's the fucking point?
Fucking hell.
You know, it's tough out there. It's a hard world, but fucking just fucking grow up.
Harden up.
Harden the fuck up, you fucking idiot, Lucy. All right, we've got another one here. This is from Daniel Rageboner from Mackay.
Mackay. Love Mackay.
From Mackay.
From Queensland.
Beautiful.
Beautiful Queensland.
Oh, Mackay.
My son and I argue all the time, mostly about politics. Things can get quite heated. We never come to blows, thankfully. But I worry that if we can't find a way to heal, my son will cut me out of his life forever. His wife is pregnant. She's made it quite clear she doesn't want me to have anything to do with his son. And I'm an old man with some old ideas, but I'm willing to change for the sake of the family. Hopefully you guys can help. Regards, Daniel Rageboner. Daniel, here's my advice. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. I was just thinking that. Like, fucking, we all have stuff going on.
Suck it up, cunt.
The fuck?
Hey, maybe you shut up, then you can fuck off, and your son can have a better life without you, fucking idiot.
Fucking hell.
No one wants you around.
Why are you writing in? We all got fucking problems, man.
We got fucking problems. Why don't you drive your car off into the fucking desert and then fucking shoot yourself? No, don't do that. We're not saying that. No, no.
We never said that.
We never said that.
We never said that.
No. I mean, shoot yourself as in to fucking take a big hard look at yourself.
Yeah. It's
shoot
country
yourself
slang.
With the phone slang. Camera, shoot yourself and watch it back.
Watch it back.
Yeah. And have a look.
Take a photo. Look at yourself. You think, what am I doing?
Hard look.
We've all got problems, mate.
That would be a good app.
Yeah. Shoot yourself.
No. An app called Hard Look, right? And you take a photo of yourself, then you take a good hard look at yourself.
Yeah.
That's just what goes on.
Yeah.
Great idea,
that's called
mate.
Selfies.
Yeah. But an app.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, we've got one more. Ben from Melbourne. I was recently in Sydney for work. And unfortunately was there during the most recent outbreak of COVID-19. I've since returned to my home in Melbourne but have had to self-isolate for 2 weeks.
Idiot.
This means I miss out on the live show of my comedy sketch podcast, The Grub. Mm. I'll still get to take part but via Zoom and audio only. This is a problem because my comedy strength are my hilarious and wacky facial expressions. Without those, what do I have to bring?
Yeah.
Truer words have never been spoken. Yeah.
I think people might start to realise that, sure, the voices are good, but without my raise of eyebrows and little winks, what am I bringing to the equation?
You're just making this up.
Yeah, it's just a blank page.
We all got fucking problems.
We've all got problems, Ben.
Well, that was better than Austin Flowers, let's be honest.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I think that made up for Austin Flowers.
Yeah.
Nothing can make up for Austin Flowers.
No. Hey, I wrote that sketch in less time than it took to say, so. Mm.
Well, it felt like it went on forever, so.
I mean, the Austin Flowers, it was kind of clever, though, because I sort of get it, because, like, you know, Austin Powers.
But change it to Flowers.
Yeah, it's like Flowers now.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you get it?
What, you guys didn't even get that? Come on.
Heard a penny drop over there.
We had a discussion beforehand whether, because Xavier's like, oh, should we pretend that we couldn't afford the real Mike Myers? And I was like, well, what do you mean? Because I do a really good Austin Powers impersonation.
It was
so
good.
Don't
sabotage the bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost time for the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're basically done. I don't know if any
questions?
Any questions or
comments?
Oh, you actually do have a question? Hang on. How does Tiny Man?
You there?
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Yep. Someone in the audience has a question for you, Tiny Man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, far away, whatever.
What's your name? Aaron asks.
Arcs.
Well, how come you know so much about animals' penises?
Oh, well, you know, you don't get to be tiny all your life and not know about animals' penises.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's one thing that you want to know about the animal kingdom is that if the only thing stopping, you know, a pig or a duck from either eating you or fucking you is your size. So...
Yeah, is that all it is?
That's it.
If cats were huge, we'd all be dead or fucked.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fascinating, Tiny Man. Fascinating.
Oh, no. Fuck.
What's that? There's cards all over the stage now.
The Riddler has put playing cards all over the stage.
Yeah, so you'll possibly slip on them and they're distracting for the audience.
Well, yep. I don't think
much. I'll pick them up.
Pick them up, please?
Yeah.
Yes, you answer me this final riddle.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've been mocking my other riddles. I've come up with a really hard one this time.
All right.
What is the population of Finland?
Well, okay.
Don't give them the answer.
No, but...
Well, it's interesting because I was listening to a podcast the other night. I told you about it, Greg, actually. That interesting podcast about Finland. And I know this because it was one of the first things they said. It's 5,500,000.
Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, I've just Googled it and that's correct.
Yeah.
Well, someone would have died since then, so it's probably less.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can't obviously have an exact to the minute.
No, you didn't specify. You didn't say.
Yeah, you said. Yeah, like, yeah. The way census data works is, I mean, I feel like that's a fair. And also, again, not
a riddle.
Not a riddle.
No.
It's trivia.
It's trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So could you. All right. Well, that's.
He's just going to.
That's
pick
pretty
those
much.
Up.
He's just picking up the cards now. That's going to take
ages. You answered the riddle, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's just going to take.
I realize this is a fucking podcast.
Well, thanks everybody for coming.
Yeah. Thanks everyone.
We're just going to let the Riddler pick up the playing cards now. There's nothing we can do. Like,
he's just
it's
going to
take ages. So thanks for coming. Give it up for everyone you saw on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, and I guess we'll
We'll just leave him here to pick up the
play some music and see you
you've
later.
You've won this round.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Searching for the Queen of Hearts. It's so sad to see a man fall this low.
Out you go.
Like a dog on all fours.
Now watch me do this.
He begs for bones. And he's searching, searching for the Queen of Hearts. How'd you get so lonely? How'd you get so lonely? How'd you get so lonely? Where's your Queen of Hearts? It's like a dog on all fours without a bone. A dirty dog on all fours without a bone. Give him my dog from the can, he's all alone. He's like a dog on all fours without a bone. Luke McGregor crawls round on the floor in front of 50 grub feds, maybe more. And he's searching, he's searching, he's searching. He's searching, he's searching for the Queen of Hearts.